Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Anna Palmer. There are just 4 days until Donald Trump is sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. The big story this morning is on the front page of the New York Times. The story looks at how countries across the world are uneasy, upset, and even downright mad at Donald Trump for comments he's made attacking everything from NATO to Brexit. While no one knows exactly what Trump is thinking, longtime observers and allies say this is part of his strategy to stake out a position he can walk back from.
There are a series of stories out this morning walloping Donald Trump's cabinet nominees. Manu Raju of CNN has a story about Tom Price, the HHS nominee, buying a healthcare stock and then introducing legislation that would benefit the company. The Trump team is saying the report is completely unfounded. There's been speculation that Andy Puzder, Trump's nominee for labor secretary, is having second thoughts about taking the job. And Trump's commerce secretary choice, Wilbur Ross, is facing stories with new details about how he outsourced jobs.
As the Trump team begins to fight on multiple fronts, they are getting reinforcements on Obamacare. Playbook is first to report that the American Action Network is launching a six-figure Spanish language ad campaign to help Republicans spread their message about replacing Obamacare.
While most of the focus is on Trump's inauguration, President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are flying to Palm Springs Friday after the official festivities, TMZ reports. Not a bad place to be in the middle of January. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.